At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Well, the case of Madeleine Kingsbury is starting to get some attention again. You may remember we talked about this last year while it was in the throes of going on. First-degree murder charges, defense for Adam Fravel, seeking a change of venue, and the dismissal of the first-degree murder charges of Adam Fravel. That's what the attorneys are arguing right now in a series of motions that have been filed in an effort to change the course of the case and to try and get a dismissal for some of the most serious charges that he is facing, like first-degree and second-degree murder in Kingsbury's death, a charge that has obviously gotten this case a lot of attention. Fravel's defense team is determined to shift the legal proceedings due to their concerns about the case's high-profile nature. They've requested a change of venue, contending that a fair trial for Mr. Fravel cannot be accomplished in Winona County. I think you might be overstepping it a little bit. It's not that high-profile. It's high-profile. Mm-hmm. But I'm sorry if Brian Koberger can be tried in Moscow, Idaho. You can handle this in Winona County. You can.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
There will be attention on this, by the way, anywhere this goes. So put it on the moon and you'll still have attention on this case. It's always funny to me. It's like, well, if we move the attention, no, the attention's going to move to another place where it's at. Then that community will be thrown into it as well. Because you don't just make the change and then, like, your trial starts the next day. These sort of motions, like, okay, it'll be here in 6 months. Guess what community is going to be talking about this a lot for the next 6 months? The one you just moved it to.
Yeah, so, and this guy, too. I mean, he was out and about in Winona trying to help look for the missing, was it girlfriend or wife? I think it was wife.
Yeah. They had a relationship. They had a child. They had children.
Okay, so they had a relationship. Yeah. Let's put it that way. But they're part of the community. People know these people. Yeah. So, you know, I get where they're coming from, but good luck going anywhere because everybody's going to know about this case.
And that's part of how our system works. You get tried by a jury of your peers, where you're from, in your community. Yeah. It's a little different when you change the community. One of the pivotal arguments made by Fravel's attorney pertains to the grand jury's indictment. They argue that the grand jury lacks sufficient evidence to establish premeditation and intent, which are essential elements for a first-degree murder charge. The motion seeks to challenge the basis for the charges against Fravel. In addition to the dismissal request, the defense is aiming to prevent the state from seeking aggravated charges against Fravel if he is found guilty. They assert that the factors presented by the prosecutors are not applicable to Fravel's case, indicating a desire to limit the severity of potential penalties. Further, the defense is seeking to exclude certain pieces of evidence from the trial. This is attorneys being attorneys, basically. They aim to block any testimony related to Madeleine Kingsbury's medical history, mental health, or statements made to therapists or counselors.
Yeah, because she had some issues with him. He had kind of made some threats to her.
So you're going to have a therapist or a counselor coming up going, yes, here's my notes. Here's what was said. And if it's shitty and weird and dark, then it's probably going to come out. These measures are taken to ensure that the case remains focused on facts and circumstances directly related to the alleged crime. That pretty much is related to the alleged crime. May not necessarily be you put gas in your truck and went down this road at this time, but it is related to the mental state of y'all, and the mental state of y'all has a lot to do with what happened. I don't know why I'm saying y'all so much, but
Because of where you're located, you must be around people who speak that way.
That is how it is. You guys, it's you guys up there. It's like, what you guys did, you know?
Yeah.
You guys. One particularly noteworthy motion pertains to a statement referencing another high-profile murder victim, Gabby Petito. Made before Fravel's arrest, the defense argues that Fravel was not properly Mirandized, raising concerns about the admissibility of this statement in court. See, this is where it's like local police got to get their shit done right, because if you don't do the basics and the stuff, it's so stupid. It's a technicality at that point.
It doesn't change the fact that maybe he did it. Yeah. It changes, well, I guess we couldn't use that evidence because we didn't properly read him his rights. Yeah. Oh!
And he made a comment about, like, you'll end up like Gabby Petito or something along those lines. I'm just paraphrasing.
Yeah, I think it was something like that.
So obviously something horrible, and apparently he was fairly obsessed with the case of Petito, which, you know, I can't say that that's necessarily means you're going to be a murderer. A lot of people are obsessed with these stories and cases that we talk about, and they really dive into them. But, when it ends up, you kind of end up living that life out or that narrative out. Yeah. Raises a couple red flags. Why were you so obsessed with that? Is it just because you want justice and you're really interested in this and you want to dig in and maybe you'll find something other people aren't seeing? Or is it because you're like looking at it as a guidebook on how to date or how to handle your relationship? Ugh. Another aspect of the defense's strategy involves challenging the validity of the data obtained from Fravel's phone between March 31st and April 2nd. They allege that law enforcement statements used to obtain the warrant for this data were based on false information, aiming to exclude this potentially incriminating evidence. Dude, they're going to look at your phone.
It's a basic diary is what it is. These phones, they track our locations, they track our searches, they track our texting. Everything is tracked on your phone. If you want a diary of how you live your life, it's right there to your left or right.
Exactly. It is right there on your person. So if you're being suspected of murder, and if you're innocent, then there should be nothing questionable on your phone. I mean, or anything that's there should be easily explainable. Mm-hmm. And if it's not, if you're like, I don't know, Google searching for, I don't know what the searches were on his phone, but if you are Googling like ways to dispose of bodies and shit like that, you either better be part of like a true crime podcast or an investigator or something. And you're like looking into information for whatever you're studying, or you're probably a killer. It's kind of like, that's about it. Those are the, and even then, like, those aren't things we look up. It's just like,
typically no, you know, I guess you could say, well, I was watching something on Netflix, some documentary, and I just wanted to see what you could pull up. But, you know, you shouldn't have an entire list of how to dispose of a body. Can I burn the body? Can I soak it in lye?
It's a little weird.
Can I do all these things?
A little weird when you get like into like the actual how to's. It's quite different when you're researching a case or talking about a case versus like the how to methods. That's not the same thing.
Wasn't this the same guy, too, that they found her wrapped in a sheet? Like a bed sheet.
Yeah.
And the matching set to that bed sheet was at their house.
Yeah. It's,
that's troubling.
It's pretty. Yeah. The motion's going to be subject to a judgment of the judge who will rule on them at a later date. A contested, the hearing is scheduled for March 19th, where key decisions regarding the future of the case will be made. And of course, we'll keep an eye on that, and keep you abreast of what latest crazy things happen with Adam Fravel and the murder of Madeline Kingsbury.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.